Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Al and I are going to go to a speech competition.
Speech competition today, MLK speech competition.
Bunch of young future professionals.
Yeah.
Elementary age kids?
I think so, yeah.
They're going to be doing the Martin Luther King speech, and then we have to judge, which is going to be incredibly tough. I already know that's going to be.
It is.
That's going to be the case.
They're all good.
Right there.
These are the finalists.
Exactly.
They're all great.
I mean, the fact that they have the guts to get in front of all those people and speak.
Yeah.
I already want to give them the award just for that right there. And right now, Jenna, are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Hey.
With Jenna Owens.
I actually like a lot of things this week, so let's get going. I teased you, JC, you got a little sneak peek of the artist I'm going to play for you, but this guy's name is Rex Orange County. And
he's not from Orange County, by the way.
He's not from Orange County. He's a 20-year-old white guy. He's actually from Britain, but his sound is so cool. I love looking at classifications of music because I hear it can be indie pop, but it's also classified as neo soul.
I don't know what to classify it as because it's so different.
Either, but this song's called Sunflower.
I don't want to see you cry. You don't have to feel this emptiness. She said, I love you till the day that I die. Maybe she's right. Cause I don't wanna feel like I'm not me. And to be honest, I don't even know why. I let myself get down in the first place.
Good, and some of it sounds kind of R&B.
Yeah,
some of it's like rock with a little R&B. I don't know. It's very unique. It's cool.
Yeah,
I call it like happy wiggle music because it just gets you that little wiggle music. You know?
Yes, all of it is. It's really cool. I was playing a song for you earlier called "Lovin' Is Easy."
Sounds
pretty
good too.
It sounds like it's from the 70s or something. I don't know. It's just really cool. Anyway, his name is Rex Orange County.
I saw Rex. R-E-X or W-R? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Rex Orange County.
Got it. You were thinking of Rex and Effects.
You never know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be tricky with their name. So, all right.
Okay. So, before I tell you about a great website for some Valentine's presents for dudes, I have to tell you that Hannibal Lecter joined Instagram, and his Instagram account is the best thing ever.
Oh. Hello, Clarice.
I'm talking about Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, wow.
Sir Anthony Hopkins has joined Instagram, and I just found his Instagram. I think he's been on there for a second, but he posts stuff like on his private jet. He's posting really great photos. He's playing a ukulele. He just hit 1 million followers. So he takes, he posts some weird stuff, you know, kind of like if your dad just joined Instagram and he posts a lot of the same stuff in a row. Like he doesn't realize he's doing multiple posts of the same kind of thing, but they're hilarious. And he has these long captions. I don't know. It has brightened my day ever since I started following him because he's in Hawaii with Lays on and posting his food and Hawaiian shirts, playing the ukulele.
My dad had that shirt.
This is Anthony Hopkins.
Aww.
Really funny. I recommend that follow because I like to follow things that make me feel good.
Yeah.
I recommend unfollowing anything that doesn't make you feel good. I do that all the time, purging the Instagram. So, but keep Anthony because Anthony is a fabulous follow on.
Does he ever do the Hannibal Lecter voice on there yet?
I haven't. I actually haven't gone
that deep.
Deep. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so there's a website called Broquet.
Broquet?
Like instead of like a bouquet of flowers, it's Broquet. Broquet.
Oh, bros.
Bro. Yeah. Really cool Valentine's gifts. You know, those man crates and things. I've talked about man crates before. It's kind of a similar website to that. But, you know, there's, just for instance, the Broquet, the keto craze. Maybe your man is doing the keto diet. There's a box for that. There's something called the Smokehouse. It's bacon six ways. There's the Gentleman and Scholar. It's an old-fashioned cocktail set with everything you need. Really cool no-brainer. You know, everything under $100, some $50 and under section on there, and care packages or Valentine's gifts or whatever, just unique, different. Gosh, just so easy to get on there and order something for your guy.
That Broquet.
Like, okay, he's really into this. Yeah, you're into sports or you're into this, whatever it is.
By the way, I'm really close to that keto diet, jumping on there.
Yeah, it's just super high in fat.
I know. But it sounds so delicious.
Yeah.
Did you say how to spell Broquet? Is it Broquet?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Okay, but I don't want to leave the girls out, and I'm wearing something today. There's a website, I think I've mentioned it on the air before, maybe not in this segment, but I got this, and for two girls that I have working with me, with my side business, these necklaces, I have my name, it's J-E-N-N-A, and it's kind of, not total choker style, but it's gold.
Right.
These are really affordable, I think it was like $55.
Oh, okay.
But I got it custom made, and it has my name. So you can do initials and gold or silver, or it looks, you know, it's CZ, not diamond.
Yeah.
But anyway, they have really cute necklaces, which I got it for two girlfriends, like I said, and they love it. So affordable, cool gift, you know, for a daughter, for a friend, for, you know,
What's that necklace?
So this brand's called Fraser Sterling. Name necklaces.
The one that Cardi B has with Culture's name on it, I think. Offset gave her, and it's these gigantic diamonds.
That's
too
big.
It's the same style. Yeah, I think we like that because we see celebrities wearing these big nameplate kind of style necklaces or chokers with the letters hanging off of it in diamond. Well, okay, not we can't all afford that.
No.
Most of us can't. So this is the affordable way to achieve
that. Yeah, we're broke.
All right, and the last thing I have is just an interesting internet read for you. But I love reading about life-saving tips. So when you find an article that's like, what would you do with an intruder in your home? What would you do if someone starts tying you up? What would you
Me?
Do? Do you know how to get out of that?
Yes.
You do?
You do?
I see.
Tackle that dude.
What do you do if you encounter a lion?
Most
of us aren't going to encounter a lion unless you're going on a safari.
Right.
But, you know, tips like that get me hooked and I want to read, especially if it's like someone's tying you up. How do you get out of it? Well, I had no idea. They say puff yourself
you
up.
Get out.
But as someone's telling you, puff yourself up because then it makes it easy. Yeah. Like
to
inhale. Yeah. Anyway, there's a Reddit thread that's really popular right now, and it's tips for saving your own life. And these Reddit threads can be hard to find, so we'll link it on Kid Nation. But there's some very fascinating things in there. Like if you're in a riptide, if you're in a rip current, how to get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not how you would think.
Swim with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about the lion? What did it say? Did you read the lion one?
I haven't read the lion one because
you
I'm not.
You plan on seeing a lion sometime
right
this weekend?
I just want to know: does it tell you to fight the lion, or do you just lay
you
there?
You have to go. You have to go read it. We'll put the link for all of these things at kidnation.com on my What I Like list. But go read it. You'll love this list, JC.
Oh yeah,
I did this for you. You'll love it. Yeah.
What was that website again?
Reddit. Reddit.com.
All right, so we'll give you the link to that Reddit forum. Perfect. And you also can check out Broquet for get your man something for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins is a hot Instagram follow.
Follow Anthony.
And also Rex Orange County if you want some new music to check out.
Got it.
And Frazee? Frazee? The jewelry?
Fraser Sterling.
Oh, I forgot to put the R on it. I write as Jenna Talks, and I forgot the R. Fraser for the jewelry. Thank you, Jenna.
You're welcome.
She'll have another set of That's What I Like next week, so she always gets into new stuff.
Yeah.
As the week progresses. And coming up next, we're going to find out what Kelly Raspberry has in store, because we had a fortune teller stop by the studio.
Ooh.
Kelly, are you excited for us to hear what you have going on?
Sure. I mean, I was there.
I know you were there.
What happened. Are you excited is the bigger question.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see what questions you asked. Did you do the lip reading?
Yes.
Kelly did the lip reading, so we're going to read her lips. We'll do that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry's fortune hitting you in a couple minutes. Because right now we got to hit you in the eardrums. Some new music came out today.
Oh, cool.
Ariana Grande, or Grandy.
Grandy.
Released the new song and the video for Seven Rings. And part-time Justin, I know Anna back there, they're all excited about this.
Wait,
Alicia,
wait.
Everybody's squealing about this. Seven Rings, it's actually pretty good.
My mind is beaming, my skin is beaming, the way it shine, I know you see this.
When you see the max, it's that good, like mine. Yeah. Go from the south to the booth, make it all back in one loop. Give me the
lot of sexy dancing,
yeah.
A lot of sexy lighting,
all right, then.
And a lot of spending going on in this song.
Wow.
That's what the song's about. It's about basically spending, buying whatever she wants.
All right, then.
There's a fun thread on Twitter that started about
that money.
Everybody that wishes they could spend what she has, but then they talk about what they can actually afford.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, we all want to be like Ariana Grande. Maren Morris is going to go on a huge tour in 2019, and it's going to start in Chicago on March 9th. And she put out a new song. This one's called Girl.
Okay.
All right. Maren Morris wants you to know it's all right. Don't you lose that halo.
That's cool, girl.
She had a strong 2018, so she looks like she's going to have another one. Another
good
year.
Has she been married
year.
A year yet?
Yeah, I think so, man.
Right?
Probably.
I think she's close to it at least, for sure. So far, we got Ariana Grande, Maren Morris, Mike Posner. He has a new album out today. It's called A Real Good Kid, and he has a song on there called Move On.
I don't want to. If I want to move on, if I want to move on, move on, move on, move on, if I want to move on, move on, if I want to move on, 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 move on,
And now he's still making good music for us. Another one. This one actually came out 2 days ago. We're a little late on this. Our bad. But we like to save it for New Music Friday. But why don't we?
Oh, really?
Yes, we're going to get a lot of requests for this song. We already know it because these guys are hot right now. I got a new song. It's called Big Plans.
I got real big plans, baby. For you, I'll even stop before I am.
My daughter told me she officially has a crush on Corbin and Zach.
Two of them.
Everybody, yeah, usually it's one favorite. I know. I can't remember my daughter's favorite right now.
She said she likes all of them, but right now, Corbin and Zach.
Why should she have to choose?
Why, Kelly? I don't know. Keep her options open, I guess, is what she's doing. So new music right there. Why don't we? Big Plans. Mike Posner. It's got a new album out. Maren Morris with Girl. And Ariana Grande, Seven Rings, including the video. Go check it out. And we got a bonus for you real quick before Kelly's fortune.
All right.
You know how I told you we wanted to be the first to play Christmas music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first show, because everybody tries to argue at the end of the year. And then White Cheddar and I got in a huge fight.
Oh, it was ugly.
Oh, it was bad. Blood was drawn.
What really fight? He said, no, you're not.
Yeah, he said no, and you said, okay.
Yeah, you know what? Lock the door, Jenna.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. Be a rebel right now.
Oh, boy.
Because we found some old Post Malone. This is Post Malone pre-fame on SoundCloud.
Okay.
And it's a Christmas song. Oh. So, we are officially playing the first Christmas song ever of the year.
Of 2019.
Yeah, of 2019. It's Post Malone singing Silent Night.
Silent Night, Holy Night.
Could have gone like
hey, Post
alt rock on us, huh?
Yeah, Post Malone could do that.
Sounds
now they always
like
the
saying or something.
Yeah,
All right, Post.
I liked it.
Yeah,
that's young Malone right there. Young Post Malone, my future
and
best friend.
Now you've kept your promise, and
yeah, we did it, Kelly.
I don't think Robert's too mad. I'll see
you. I waited for him. I think he stepped out.
Okay.
This is really good.
Yeah. Handle it.
We didn't play that.
Hey, when you're going to be a rebel, make sure the boss is not around. That's what you got to do. All right, so we had a fortune teller stop by the studio the other day.
Yes.
To read us our year, basically.
She's going to give us
an insight.
Yeah, insight into what's ahead for each of us in the year ahead.
Well, Kelly, it's time to get to your fortune.
I'm last but not least, I hope.
No, you're not. You're the most.
So the first thing you do when you sit down is, well, she has a crystal ball there, but that's really just for looks.
Yeah.
Right. I was kind of picturing her doing the whole gazing and kind of
smoking
the hands.
Me too,
I was a little disappointed that it wasn't that. I thought that was part of the show.
Yeah.
But no, she was just a normal lady, and she said, just think of the first card that comes in your head.
Okay.
Thinking, are we doing magic tricks now? No. This is part of, you know, how she tells your future. But I picked the Seven of Diamonds.
First one that popped through your mind?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Seven of Diamonds. Sevens are, if you think about playing cards, there's three on one side, three on the other, and one in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were thinking about a street, we've got a dead end.
Ooh. Oh, no, that's
okay?
Bad.
Not necessarily. So this may be a year that you really stop and kind of evaluate where you are with things you have. And the things in our life that are of value and worth are our skills, because our skills gets the job gets us the money buys us the things. So any of those things, it could be, wow, you know what? I feel like I need a new skill. Or, I want to do something different with my work. Or, I think I want to either expand, like a new place, or get something new. And so this is something.
Could it mean I'm about to be fired?
Nope. It's usually the person is actually feeling like expanding.
Like I want to leave.
No, or you maybe want to try something that's a little bit more challenging than of what you're doing. And so in the tarot cards, the guy it's a farmer with a bumper crop. And so he's standing there going, okay, now what I do? The problem isn't that things are going bad. The problem is things are going great, and he's having to expand. And that's part of it, too, is sometimes we're looking at, like, expanding either what we have or what we do or what our development is.
Okay,
what,
so
where
it's
our
not a negative.
I don't look at it as a negative. I actually look at it as like, I'm kind of at this place where I think I've gotten as far as I can go with what's going on now.
And it's
I'm
time like, to leave.
Looking, and I'm looking at how do I
get out of here?
Either get out or expand.
No, I'm fine. I'm very happy.
So, with things that you have, like if you wanted to expand to a bigger place or something, that would be like one
maybe
of the things to do.
Something in addition to.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
How about that?
And that would use your skills.
Oh.
So you're not leaving.
Yay. Well, I don't know. You don't know what the year ahead holds.
Well, so you're leaving or not?
She told me I'm at a dead end and I got to make a decision.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Kelly.
Got to move on.
Gotta read between the lines.
You're leaving the show.
Justin just texted somebody back saying that Kelly is leaving the show.
Yeah.
And the reading continued.
Did I do it too hard?
Whoa.
What?
Did you do what too hard?
The lips thing. You have to do the lipstick and press your lips. And
the
first time she wanted you to kiss twice. So I kissed the first time, and the second time was so faint, I thought I kissed too hard and kissed all my lipstick off. That's what I was asking.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Okay. Did I do it too hard?
I don't know.
It all means something. I mean, that's pretty good lip print, I would say.
They are nice lip prints. They're kind of roundish. You can kind of see that with the print, they've got a little bit of a roundishness to it. And usually people with that, they're really good at kind of like smoothing out situations. It's what I call the peacekeeper. Can we all get along? And so making sure that everybody's kind of taken care of. And if you think about like things being round, it's kind of like a wheel. So things keep moving forward. So a lot of times they're like, what can I do to like not have any confrontation? And they're really kind of more in the like no drama zone, please. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like the peacekeeper. With yours also, you can see that the top and bottom lips are about the same width. And so with this, people with that, they kind of have an independent style to them. And so they're reliable, they're trustworthy. If you say you're going to do it, we know you're going to do it.
I was voted most dependable in my senior class.
There you go.
I'm just saying. Independent and dependable.
Yes. And do you see how there's no Cupid's bow on the top of these?
Is that bad?
It just means that you like to be trusted. Once you're given the thing to do, it's like, please don't come and micromanage me. You know, please trust me that I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And it's also kind of a preference in how you prefer to be asked to do something. It's like, please ask me, don't tell me how to do something. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like that slight, subtle difference that is like, otherwise it's kind of irky, you know. And so this may be even something that kind of is
that
like the challenging.
When people tell me to do stuff, I get annoyed.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah. It's just, it is. And the brain picks it up differently. And you can see that there's a kind of a through line here, but then it's kind of shuts on this. And so here in the past, so before today, it's like, yeah, I was kind of ready for some change or things kind of moving forward. It's like, okay, wait a minute. I need to kind of consider some information before I move forward right now. Yeah, and so here we go. It's like, yeah, and you know what? See how it's kind of like colored on the tips there?
Yeah.
It's like, I want to make those decisions by myself. I may not be talking to other people about them right now.
Okay.
And so it's
Keep it on the down low.
Keeping on the down low, kind of like hush and quiet. And so that's kind of what's going on with that. Also with it, you can kind of see that it almost looks like we took a liner and went around it. Do you see that?
Yeah.
And so this is called Miss Stretch Marks, and it doesn't mean like you've got stretch marks on the bottom, but it's like a rubber band, like you're stretched to capacity.
Okay. Uh-oh.
And so this is like, watch it right now. You know,
my tipping point.
Yep, it's like you're stretched to capacity and you're going to snap. So being careful, you know, with not taking on any more projects right now until you finish the current ones would be the best thing. So I'm going to write finish current projects.
Huh.
Hmm.
Did you let her know that you had some performance enhancing lips?
No.
Does that change the reading a little bit?
I was curious, like so many women do have the lip fillers and things like that.
Oh, yeah. How does that play
into it? Does that play in? But I didn't think to ask about that at the time.
But it's still your lip, Prim. I mean, it's still
your lip.
Your lip.
Wow. And some of the things she said is very true. It's like it's different. Even from childhood, when your parent would tell you to do something as opposed to asking.
Right.
I respond way differently. And
I like
maybe
asking.
That's true for everybody. I think there's some universal truths in it. But apparently I'm out of here.
Wow.
Or you're going to have more rules.
But then she said you're stretched too thin.
Yeah,
but
it's like, what?
So do you need more or do you less?
I'm very conflicted by that reading.
If we're Kelly Raspberry and the rest, and she leaves, we're just the rest.
I'll retire.
We have to rest.
Yeah.
The rest.
No, I'm gonna keep working. So don't you worry. Al and I will hold this up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, earlier on in the show, we talked about this lady in New Orleans who went to the Justin Timberlake concert, and then she said, hey, this hand was touched like five times.
Mm-hmm.
So for the very low price of how much was it? Like
$2.
$2.
You could touch the hand that touched Justin Timberlake.
Uh-huh. You could even pay in change if you wanted to. She's all good with that.
Okay.
She listens to the show. Welcome, Morgan.
The show.
Hi, Morgan.
Hi, I love all of y'all. Y'all are so funny. I listen to you every morning, and it's so hilarious.
Are you holding the cell phone with the hand that was touched by Justin Timberlake?
Of course I am.
Don't contaminate that hand.
That's rubbing off some of that DNA.
No, but that's kind of, now we get to touch Justin with our ear holes.
Yes.
So,
guys, it was so much fun, that concert. I literally died. Kelly, you know how you feel about Backstreet Boys?
And Howie D.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Justin Timberlake touched me, and I literally died.
Aww. How'd you get those front row tickets?
I have to give a shout-out to my best friend, Jamie. She hooked us up with VIP last second, and I love her. I love you, Jamie.
So Jamie hooked you up, and Justin touched your hand five times. What did it feel like? Was he a little bit sweaty because he was nervous? Or was it a dry hand, soft? What?
It felt like a soft kitten just purring.
So like
a soft kitten.
Like that? Just like a little purring.
Oh my gosh, yes. And y'all, the best part is he sang. I have a video. He sang to me and looked me in my eyeball.
He looked you in the eyeball? Like into your soul?
He looked me in my soul. Like, I feel like I'm pregnant.
You might be pregnant. Morgan, if you have a child with Justin Timberlake, we need to see what's going on there.
Oh, my God.
Now, Morgan, has anyone taken you up on that offer to touch your Justin Timberlake hand?
Actually, a lot of people know it was a joke, but there was this one lady who kind of creeped me out because she wrote me a message and said, hey, I'm very interested. Did you preserve the hand? And... I didn't write her back. And then she said, hello, did you keep the bag? Did you keep your hand in a plastic bag or anything? And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And then she wrote me back and said, please, where do you live? I'll pay you $10.
Whoa, she raised the price, Morgan. You got to take that.
Yeah, no.
I am not meeting that crazy lady. No way.
You're like, I'm crazy, but not that crazy.
I'm very crazy, but that's like too crazy for me.
How shocked were you when you heard us reporting your ad this morning?
Honestly, I had to pull over because I was just, I'm like a little, I'm so giddy. Y'all are crazy. Please don't put my lap on the air.
Shut up, stop laughing, you can't help it. Morgan, you need to come visit us, man. I don't know.
Wow.
I need that energy in here, man.
Oh, Morgan, I just cried my makeup off.
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
Well, Morgan.
Okay.
Morgan.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Morgan, thank you for being you. Thank you for being awesome. Thank you for listening to our show and giving us the best laughing fit I've heard in about 10 years, man. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Can I just say, I'm a teacher, and I want to shout out to my third graders who are going to listen to this. I love y'all. Yeah. I love y'all so much.
What's your school?
Live Oak Manor.
What's up?
I love Live Oak.
How lucky are the kids to have this teacher, man? You guys are so lucky.
They call me Mommy. They call me Mom. I love them.
Well, Mommy, hopefully we get to talk to you again. We got your phone number, so if we ever are feeling down, we're going to give you a call. Deal?
Yes, deal. I love you so much. Thank you so much.
All right, Mommy. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye, Morgan. What an awesome person.
Oh, my God.
I love her.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
A lot of text messages about Morgan and that laugh. All positive. Oh, my God. Her laugh is contagious. She is my feel-good Friday. We need more Morgans in the world.
Absolutely.
And also, I'm pretty certain that was the first time Big Al Mac did not hit on a listener. He was too busy laughing.
I couldn't do anything but laugh. I remember one time I heard a laugh in a restaurant that was so infectious. I went home, got my tape recorder to come back. The lady was still there. I didn't know her.
Yeah.
Sitting at another table. Came back and still, she was still just having a great time with her group.
Yeah, if you missed it, this is Morgan laughing.
Okay.
I'm so giddy. Y'all are crazy. Please don't put my lap on the air.
We did. Yeah, we did.
Sorry,
too late.
Sorry,
yeah, the radios. Man, but it's one of those when you get going, you can't stop.
You can't stop.
I love when that happens.
I do too.
So, big shout out to Morgan. Maybe we'll talk to her a lot more often. Teacher out there in New Orleans. Justin.
Yes, hello.
From Justin Timberlake to Justin Chavez.
We here.
No relation to me, by the way. Everybody thinks Justin and I are brothers or something.
Because our last name is Chavez. What's up, bro?
We kind of do look alike.
And I'm half Mexican.
Yeah.
So there's that, too.
We got beards.
Yes, and we're both good looking.
Thanks.
What?
So you went out on the streets?
Why is that funny?
No, yeah,
is it funny? You think that's funny, Al?
Not funny at all. Uh-huh. Not funny at all.
Okay.
I just giggled.
Being beautiful is not funny.
It just is.
That's what it is.
Yes, okay.
So you went out on the streets, Justin.
Yes, it's MLK weekend. And so in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I decided to go talk to some kids, ask them their thoughts on him, and what kind of dreams that they have for a better future.
Okay.
You know?
I have a dream.
Can you tell me who Martin Luther King Jr. is?
He's a very important man.
He was the leader of several civil rights movements and Selma Montgomery marches.
He's the guy who stopped slavery, basically.
Not slavery. It was more he ended, stopped segregation.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was someone who believed if you're black or white, it doesn't matter. That all men should be treated equally. Mm-hmm. Like, it does not matter if you're black or white. All men are the same, men and women, and they should all be treated equally.
Girl, give me a high five, because that was perfect. What about you?
He was a guy who stopped white people from being rude to black people, and mm-hmm. he stopped the black people from drinking bad water and hot water, mm-hmm. and the white people drinking good white water.
He had a best friends that had different skin colors, so he couldn't play with his own friend, and he thought that was unfair.
Yeah, and yeah, you're definitely right. And he was an awesome, brilliant man who also gave us or showed us how to peacefully protest, which is standing up for what you believe in a peaceful way. Isn't that really cool?
Yes.
And he changed a lot of lives for a whole bunch of people. And it's because he had that dream, right? And yes. He wrote that speech, I Have a Dream. And I was wanting to know if you guys have a dream to help make the world a better place.
I have a dream to recycle more so we don't hurt the earth.
Do you recycle right now?
Yes.
What do you recycle?
Paper, water bottles, and... That's all I do right
okay,
now.
Awesome, awesome. And what do you recycle? What's your dream?
Probably for, like, the homeless to find, like, a shelter, like, to go to or have some sort of home.
Yeah.
Well, I think people who do, like, wrong stuff mm-hmm. can learn how to, like, be nicer, communicate better.
Mm-hmm. Is there something that people do that's wrong that makes you upset?
Some people still, like, treat black people bad.
Because it used to be like black people would be treated unfairly mm-hmm. and white people would be treated like more fairly and black people and white people had different like schools and stuff and Martin Luther King thought that wasn't okay and it wasn't mm-hmm. so he tried to change the law.
Do you have any cool dreams that you think would better the world?
Yeah,
what kind of dreams?
At nap time today I think that our grocery store had blueberries.
Okay, and what did you do with those blueberries?
I put them in a box.
Yes, that's cool.
And I mailed in the people.
Wow, Milo, that's an awesome dream.
Oh, I love kids.
Kids are very dreamy.
Blueberries.
That voice makes me want a child.
What were the ages?
We're talking 6 years old to 12.
Yeah, because I heard some were still experiencing nap time.
Yes, it definitely was. It was a children's daycare or after school program, and they were all sweet. I gave them little buttons at the end of it, and
nice.
You know, it was cool to know how they were able to articulate what Martin Luther King Jr. did. And also, someone else pointed out how girls are a lot smarter and a lot easier to, like, talk about things like that than guys.
Who said that?
Robert. The white cheddar.
It is true. I mean, usually little girls are more chatty.
Yeah.
And throughout adult life as well.
Yeah.
We're usually distracted by shiny things.
Yeah, boys do get distracted when they're talking.
Yes, we are.
But I'm right now in that stage where my son's learning about all this stuff. So he comes home and he wants to tell me what he learned about Martin Luther King because that's what they're learning about.
Right now.
It's so cool.
It's so cool that they're teaching.
Yeah.
So at 6 years old, that was the cutest.
That's great. That's fantastic.
It's hard to talk to them sometimes because they go off trails, you know?
Of course.
You know?
Did you have to brush up on your MLK knowledge?
I did. I read the first two paragraphs on Wikipedia and I was like, all right, we're good.
Got it.
Yes, here. MLK.
You can't go to school when I know what's going on again.
No, yes. The Montgomery bus boycotts, you know? And then the march from Selma to Montgomery. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. did it all, man. He's a great guy and we got the Monday off for him. Thank you.
Yeah, what was his dad's name?
Martin Luther King.
She gonna throw him off with that.
I know. I'm okay.
That's what you're doing right there.
Yeah, tricks, Justin. Yeah, my man knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
All right, Justin. Well done, man. That was
Thank
a cute bit.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks you to those too, kids. Man. You too, my man. Enjoy that 3-day weekend. Kid Nation, it's time for Feel Good Friday. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-DKID.
And tell us why you're smiling going into the weekend.
All right.
What's making you smile? Tell us about the awesomeness that you're looking forward to or that already happened this week. I do have a little update. update on my neighbor Grayson. I know I've been talking about him a lot. He's battling cancer, mm-hmm. kicking its butt. He did have brain surgery, so he lost a lot of speech, movement.
Yeah.
All that's coming back. So I'll give you a nice little update about my neighbor Grayson next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
All right, Kid Nation.
And that shit make you feel good.
This segment should make us feel good. It's Feel Good Friday. That phone number you need to call is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Do we have any feel goods going on in the studio? Kelly, what you got feeling good about? It's the weekend?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, the weekend.
You put me on the spot, JC. I mean, yeah, so think of something I feel good about.
Jenna?
Why my mic's not on? I'm always feeling great.
Yes.
I'm always feeling great.
Especially lately.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I have someone to... Well, it's very exciting to have someone to... Not have, you know, to like sleep in with in the morning, on
right?
Weekend morning.
Oh, yeah. Now you can sleep in.
Well, you know, a little bit.
Big Al Mac.
Well, you know.
My man.
Got that date.
Hey, get you some,
right.
Bro.
Hey,
yeah. You met her on the show. She called the show.
Yeah.
And she's going to be driving up to go on a date with you.
Who needs Bumble? I'm the Kid Craddock Morning.
That's
show.
Right. That is correct, sir. Now, I told you earlier on this morning that my feel good was probably my son finally slept in his bed.
Yeah.
On his own. We tell him to sleep in it, but he finally did it.
Right.
Which is good. But I have a bonus Feel Good Friday because I've been telling you about my neighbor, Grayson. He's friends with my son, goes to school with him.
How old is he?
He's 7 years old.
Okay.
And was diagnosed with cancer. He had brain cancer. So he had a surgery. And after the surgery, a lot changed for him and his family, including movement. He was not able to speak. Well, he started walking, so he can walk. He can ride his bike now.
Oh, good.
I see him out there trying to play basketball with his dad, sometimes with his dad, Adam. And his mom posted a video the other day because the one thing that they're trying to get him to do is talk. And so
sure.
I think they were going to a speech therapist, and he's just not having any of it because I think he's there. I mean, he's there. He just can't do what he knows he can do.
Yeah.
And she posted a video of Grayson in the back of a car, and this is what came out of his mouth.
Baby.
He finally spoke.
Oh,
he said,
man.
I love you. And I, according to her, from then, it's been just on the up and up. He's been singing Ed Sheeran. He said my son's name yesterday. He said, hi, Kaysen. He says, hi, bye. He's communicating. He's fighting with his sister.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, that's a great sign. Yo, he's fighting with the sister.
That's good.
You want things to go back to normal when something like this happens.
Hey, man. The little things, you know, just saying hi and I love you. Music to a parent's ear.
Exactly, Big Al Mac. From the text, though, let's get to your Feel Good Fridays, Kid Nation. Chris wrote us and said, after saving money for 6 years to pay for IVF, we can finally announce that we are pregnant with a baby girl due in August.
Yay.
And it's worth every penny.
Yay. Uh-huh.
Congratulations, Chris. Yeah, it is.
It's not cheap, but
it is not.
What price on.
And sometimes it doesn't take. You spend all the money, it doesn't take.
Right.
But you still tried, you know? Megan wrote us and said, my Feel Good Friday is that my husband is competing in Denver, Colorado at the National Western Stock Show in the saddle bronc riding.
Wow.
Yeah. Man. I'm so proud of him, and I hope to enter next year in the barrel racing. So much to be thankful for and feel good about.
Cool.
That's a dude's dude right there.
The saddle bronc riding, that's the horse that's just trying to buck you off?
Yeah.
A bronco, yeah.
Ugh. I don't know how they do that, man. Like
7 seconds, dog. Or is it 8 seconds? 8 seconds.
I don't know what it is for the bronc.
Or on a bull.
The bull, I think, is 8, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to go 8 seconds.
Yeah.
That might be the same. Hey, good luck, man.
Good luck, brother.
Get yourself some. Feel Good Friday. I thought I lost my favorite shirt. And I just found it in my panty drawer.
Random.
Hashtag Feel Good Friday.
From a dude?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I hate when you think you lost your favorite shirt.
Yeah.
And then you find it a few weeks later.
That's hey. Every day.
Yeah, right? What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing excellent. You have something similar to what I just shared, man.
Yeah, actually, you were just breaking my heart. I'm trying not to cry. It's been 5 years, and every time I get to drop my son off at school, I finally get to hear him say, bye, Dad, I love you.
Mm.
He was born with, he had a stroke during birth, and it caused seizures, which led to autism. And thanks to his mom is what I'm grateful for. But but every time I get to drop him off at school, I get to hear him say, "Bye, Dad, I love you." And it's absolutely amazing.
Oh, man. Congratulations. That's so awesome, bro. Joe.
Yeah. Happy for you, man.
What's your son's name?
Gage.
Gage? Give Gage a big old hug for us, man. Congratulations, buddy.
Definitely will. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, when you hear it all the time from your kid, you kind of...
You take it for granted.
Take it for granted.
You really do.
I mean, the love's there, but it's just like, I love you too, I love you, bye, I love you. Take it for granted.
And you don't get to hear it, and then you hear it.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I got mad at my son the other day, and I went to my bathroom, which faces my neighbor's house, and I saw him getting out of the car. And it made me feel sad. I'm like, oh, man, I'm sitting here over here mad at my son for little things, and I should be grateful that... He's healthy right now.
Yeah. You can still be mad at your health.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think it helped my son in the long run that I ended up seeing
softened
them.
Your heart
softened my heart right there.
Right.
Hi, Natalia.
Hi. Oh, my gosh.
So, what's your feel good Friday?
My feel good Friday is that my best friend and I got tickets to the Justin Timberlake concert, and we're so excited.
You got, nice. Oh man, I hope they're good tickets like Morgan, who we talked to earlier, who has Justin Timberlake hand now.
I know, I could not stop laughing at her. They're not VIP, but they're floor seats, so we're going to try and get up as close as possible.
Oh, well, you have a ton of fun, Natalia.
Thank you so much. Can I give a quick shout out to my friends, Anne-Marie, Mary, and Kim? We listen to y'all every morning, and then we discuss at work. We love y'all so much.
Hey, ladies.
Well, you just did.
Natalia will be on her way to work right now, so you guys could discuss today's show. She'll be there shortly.
Discuss her. Yes, she was on the show.
I love you guys.
She'll be part of the discussion.
Yeah,
yes, of
right.
course. Of course, Kelly. Hi, Madeline.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
I'm so excited. I think I need to pull over.
So you have double Feel Good Friday.
I do. My best friend is getting married tonight.
Nice.
Finally. She's got a little 2-year-old boy, and they get married in New Orleans tonight. So shout out to Paige and Jeb. Congratulations.
And your second one?
And?
The whole city of New Orleans has a feel-good for the championship this weekend.
Who dat?
Who dat?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Your prediction?
And I'm off Monday, so we can all party.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Just landed on the right holiday.
Last night I checked airfare, or just to go to New Orleans for Sunday, and I don't have to be there. I don't have tickets to the game. I just checked, just out of curiosity. Okay, it's $400 or $500 to get there. You cannot even get back on Monday.
No.
Everything is sold out. Like leaving is
Boss Man not. George had barely got tickets to come back home after the game.
Yeah.
Because they're impossible to get.
I looked at ticket prices yesterday, and my teacher salary cannot afford that. But I'll be cheering them on from a bar somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, you will.
Madeline, I hear you, babe.
You have fun at the wedding and enjoy the game this weekend. Thank you for calling. Hey, Chase.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Doing excellent, man. So you're a server, right?
Yes, I serve at a sports bar.
And what's your feel-good Friday?
So yesterday I was serving this like elderly couple. They were probably like in their 80s, and they were just being so nice to me. We had an awesome conversation, and then I left them. I said goodbye, and then I looked at the receipt, and it was like a $50 tip. And then they wrote a note on the back, and they said, "Thanks for being awesome. We wish more people could be kind like you."
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Honestly, I worked in restaurants. Kelly did as well. When somebody does that for you, it makes your week.
Yeah.
Just a nice...
I got to pay rent pretty soon, so it was awesome to see that.
Yeah.
Well, good job, dog. Good job.
Pays to be nice.
Yeah. Do you get that happening a lot, Chase, or is that far?
No, that does not happen often. Yeah. That does not happen often.
That's why we remember it so well.
Exactly, because the alternative happened.
Yeah.
I remember getting four quarters once. I'm like, really?
Or a penny. When you leave a penny.
Oh, it's so insulting.
It's just so insulting because I gave you change, and I know there was a couple quarters in there. You can't even leave me. You can't leave me a quarter. You left me a penny.
Making a statement.
Middle of the table. And I worked hard. But I do remember the nice people, and one of them was a famous guy. His name is Rodney Harris, and he's a football player.
Okay.
And he would tip me $20 every time he would come in after football practice.
Oh, okay.
And he got traded to the... He left for the Patriots. And on his last visit, he left me a note and said, "Hey, keep working hard for what you want."
Look at that.
Nice.
Which is really cool. He didn't have to do that, but
very
he did.
Cool,
not to this day, I remember him doing that. Thanks, Chase. Thanks for calling in, man. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
You're going to have a lot of people jealous over in New Orleans.
Yeah, we have tickets to the Saints game. I'm so excited.
Whoa, who are you going with?
I'm going with my boyfriend and then a couple of friends.
Awesome.
Would you take $100 for each ticket?
Definitely not.
Would you take $200 for each ticket? She's got her number.
I probably not. They were a little expensive.
$500 per ticket.
You're getting up there.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
Well, Sarah, you have fun out there. What's that?
Okay,
what were you going to say?
You.
No, go ahead. You actually
went? We went last weekend, and we just had so much fun, we had to come back.
Oh, okay. There you go. I heard that they broke the all-time record for loudest stadium.
Yeah.
Decibel-wise.
Oh, it was so loud, and it was crazy, but it was a great time.
Well, you have fun, Sarah. Make sure you're loud again this week.
It's bad luck if you drink before the game in Louisiana.
Is it really?
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, what?
They serve hurricanes inside the stadium?
I would imagine
I
so.
I hope so.
You can sell hurricanes in drive-through windows in Louisiana.
Come on now. Hi, Adam.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy? So what you got going on?
Well, I'm working on joining the Marine Corps right now, all right?
Uh-huh.
And I got this thing up there at Planet Fitness here in Lufkin, and I'm holding a shipping date for May in my hand right now.
Yeah.
As long as I can meet the requirements by the end of this month or next month.
Man,
you're going to do it.
You got this, buddy.
You're going to do it.
All right, Adam?
Oh, yeah. By the way, y'all say who them going to beat them Saints, and Cowboys sure did beat them Saints.
There you go. There you go, bro.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.